Blog Talk Radio.
Today's topic is be different or die in business. I know that sounds very drastic, but it is what works. Being different. So that is what we are. That is like what we're really talking about tonight. Just being the whole, being unique. Being unique. Once you are unique and once you are doing things differently in your business, comparing to your other demographics and comparing to the other people who you have in your other people that are competing against you, because everything that you're building is not 100% different, right? Everybody has a cleaning service, everybody has a food business, everybody has, you know, graphic design, somebody's a coach, somebody's an artist, somebody is, you know, doing hair. Everything that somebody is doing is the same thing over and over again. One second. That is the main thing about having your own business and setting yourself apart and being different in your business, is that you have to figure out what your competition is not doing. What your competition is not doing is what will make your business change. And then you have to have the confidence to push forward in that whole limelight. You have to have the confidence to understand that because they're not doing it, does that mean it's right? Does it mean it's wrong? Does it mean that it's, you know, it's something you should do or you shouldn't do? So tonight we're going to go through 10 steps on how to be different in your business. And a lot of this is just about understanding your business partners and the people, or your business competition, and the people you are actually dealing with on a regular basis. That's what a lot of it has to do. So this is when you have to research your competition. So whatever business you're doing, hair business, nail business, even down to selling drugs, now I have all these different packages and different kinds of strands of everything. You really have to know who your competition is and what they're doing, and try to do something a little bit more different than they are doing. You know what I mean? And that's what will actually help you grow your business. And people will come to you because they'll respect those things about that about you versus what the other person is not doing. So we're going to sit here and talk about that. So one of the things that I put in the topic was consistency. You know, a lot of business, and I know y'all are tired of me preaching consistency, consistency, consistency. But if you think about it, most businesses, how consistent is it? And why do you not want to go to a business? Because what happened is you went there the first time and the food was awesome, right? Then you went there two or three times and the food was awesome. Then you go there the third time and they took it off the menu. They took your favorite item off the menu. Or they got a new cook, so the cook doesn't cook it the same way. Or it's just different. It's not right. So those are So those are things that help you improve your differentiality in your business. If one of the best things is to stay consistent, write your recipes down. Make sure that your recipe is, you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, okay? So that's one thing that you always need to do in your business is to be different. You know what I mean? Is to hold that level of consistency. The second thing is to make sure your customer service is awesome. not a lot of businesses have great customer service. So making sure that your business has the best customer service, has superior customer service, you're going above and beyond for your customers. A lot of some businesses do that and then others don't. Some businesses are sale. Like I order something online and they even put it in the thing. I don't send tracking numbers. How am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to get with the item that I paid money for, good money for, if you're not going to send me a tracking number? So these are the things that, like, that is important to me. Like, why wouldn't you send a tracking number when you're doing the shipping of product? It's a simple email that you'll send out to people, tracking number, okay? So that was one that's something about being different in your doing businesses. But their products are something one of a kind. So maybe they feel they can, you know, cut back on some other things because they're so overwhelmed in the bigger picture of what they're doing. But I really don't think that that is a great way of putting it out there, putting your business out there, telling people about your business. Is you need to actually have like a tracking so people feel comfortable with what you are selling to them and knowing that. Did they get their product in a timely manner? What if I was looking for it in a certain time frame? So I don't even know how long it's going to take. They say 10 to 25 days. What does that mean? You know what I mean? So those are things that help you be different, is that level of communication that you have with your customers and the level of customer service that you have. So going above and beyond for your customers makes your business a whole lot better. Making sure you're consistent in your business makes your business a whole lot better. So make sure when you guys get started, when you're building your businesses, that you guys stay consistent, stay on it. Same thing with starting something new. I've been doing my podcast every Wednesday, 9 o'clock. We're building. More people are coming on. More people are seeing what we're doing. And that helps us be consistent in our business. That helps us be consistent in what the message is, you know, preparing for it, getting ready. So that is one of the things that I tell people all the time, is make sure you are consistent in your customer service and have great customer service for all your business. So that was number two. So number three, find a different way to introduce the product to the consumer. So find a different way. How are you going to introduce your product to consumer? What is trending right now? What is catchy? What is going on? Right now, you have these TikTok videos. And, you know, you got the little, I don't really do TikTok. But those are the things that you hear and you see going on all the time. Does that help your business grow? Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know what if it works because I don't do it personally. But if you feel that that's the need for you to get that attention toward your business, to do those TikTok videos, to do those videos that go out there to marketing, you need to see what's going on in the trend and promote what is actually going on in that trend, so that you can push forward in that trend, in that whole item, that whole whatever's going to catch that person's mind, whatever's going to catch their ideas. So make sure you're up with the trends, you know what's going on with the trends, you're super excited about the trends, and you have a plan. The next number four is actually, number four is having a plan. I preach this pretty much for every one of my things. Those first four things is having a plan. So making sure that you are pushing forward into your plan, into your ideas, and making sure you have a targeted plan. And who you're touching and who you're embracing and where you're going, where you want to go, who do you want to reach. That goes to number five. Number five, Number five is know your target market. Who are you trying to talk to? Are you trying to talk to teenagers? Are you trying to talk to 10-year-olds? Are you trying to talk to 15-year-olds? Are you trying to talk to older folks? Who are you talking to? So make sure you know who you're talking to when you are in this whole realm. Make sure you know who you are talking to in your business. Make sure you know who you're talking to. That makes you, wow, whatever you're doing, however you're targeting, whatever videos you make, whatever level of marketing that you do, that shows you that those are the people who you need to reach out to. You know what I mean? And when you're reaching out to those people, then it will help you limit the amount of work that you're doing. Because if you're not reaching out to those people, if you're not talking to those people, if you're not learning how to catch everybody's eyes, then that is kind of how it is. Hold on 1 second. All right, so those are the things that you have to do to make sure that you are being different in your business, making sure that you are talking to the audience that you are portraying. Tonight we're going to have Marcia Elias, the Ellie, her business name is, she is the Fearless Goddess, so we're going to be talking to her tonight. She's going to come in about 10 more minutes. She has a phenomenal business. She's going to be telling us about her business and about that. In about 10 more minutes. So we will have her pop in about 10 more minutes. Tonight, I want to tell everybody to make sure, if you haven't already and you need planning out, we're entering the fourth quarter. Make sure you have your planners. It has all the holidays. It has everything that you need. Make sure you have your business planner out there so that you can actually, you know, start planning your business and doing the things you need to do to get everything in motion on how you want to, whatever you're setting up, however you're putting things together. You know, make sure you have a business planner that helps you plan out your businesses, that helps you get those ideas out on paper. Sometimes you need to just write it down. So make sure you guys have that out there. Now, we're going to go into number five. We're going to go into number five right now. So the thing is branding. You should brand your business in a way where it is a little different. If everybody in your market is using pink, you need to use blue. If everybody in your market is using red, you need to go after yellow. You know, those are the things that you need to do in contrasting. If everybody's targeting women, maybe you should head out and target the guys. Maybe the guys don't have anybody to talk to out there. You know, or families, or kids, or whoever it is. So make sure you go out there and target and find who's not being touched. Maybe it's the approach in your marketing and in your branding. Make sure that your approach is out there. See, and make sure that the way people are looking at you and agreeing with you and adjusting to you is what you need, what needs to be said and what needs to be done. So make sure that approach is actually being put out there the way you need it to be put out there, okay? So And sometimes, you know, everybody's based on this internet. You know what is being lost? This is number 7. Sometimes you actually need to touch and talk to people. You know, that makes you a little different because everybody is messaging and text messaging and emailing. And sometimes the actual phone call is what they really need to actually get their point across, to understand not everybody communicates well. Or there's that market of people who don't communicate well via text or email or whatever. So, you know, reach out to those people. Actually, reach out to those people and talk to them. You know, send them a message. Talk to them and have them. And you're actually giving them a service. Once you connect with them, you talk to them and you explain your ideas, explain where you're going. You set up Zoom calls. There's so much technology now. I mean, only COVID opened up so many levels of communication and talking now that you can actually don't have to leave your house and still touch people. I mean, you still can kind of have that level of technology, but go out there and actually go in the field and meet people, get to know people, you know, build that rapport. That's number 8. Number 8 is building a rapport with your customers, making sure that your customers have a great rapport with you, have a great rapport with your business, have a great rapport with everything that's going on in everything. So make sure that they have a rapport so that they know so they feel that you're part of their family. People like to do business with people that they like. I like to give money to people that I like. You know what I mean? I trust. I feel that I trust these people. And I may not have known these people more than a week or 2 weeks, but I feel that if I like them or trust them, that I can do better business with them because I feel like they actually took the time to know me. So when you build a rapport with somebody, that works also well. Number 9, compliment. Don't make people feel bad about their situation, about coming to you for help. Even if you're a consultant, say the good with the bad with the good. Make sure you're complimenting your customers, complimenting your clients, complimenting everybody so that they know where you are at, what you're doing, what is your focus, what is your game plan. So make sure you're complimenting them in your business. So compliment them. Make sure that they are doing great things. Tell them that they're wonderful. They're awesome. And then ask people, number 10 is referrals. The best way to be different in your business and marketing is when other people refer other people to you. That helps. So just ask for referrals. A lot of people don't ask for referrals or ask people to share your stuff with them. You know what I mean? Just to show that you stand out, that you're doing something a little bit different, that you are being one of a kind, that you're being genuine, you know, and then they're willing to share that information with you and being positive and everything. So make sure you ask for referrals and ask them to help you push your brand as well, because the best way to market your brand is word of mouth. So those are the 10 ways that I believe helps people grow your business, being consistent, have great customer service, know what the trends are, know who your competition is, know how to be, what your demographic is, who are you targeting. Get referrals and to engage with your customers. Make sure you are engaging with your customers in all ways, shapes, or forms so that they feel, and build a rapport with them. Make sure you're building a rapport with your customers. So our guest is about to come on and we're going to talk to her about her business and how she makes her business different than everybody else's. Hey, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I am great. I'm great. So tell us about, like, who you are and what your business is, and, you know, and then we'll get on topic of how you make your business different than everybody else does.
Okay. Well, my name is Marika L. on Instagram, and my business is The Fearless Goddess. Excuse me, I just got my braces done, so I may sound a little funny right now. But I empower women who are, you know, to have more confidence. I try to focus on women who are, you know, plus size, or they may be things that are outside of the normal standard of beauty in society, to gain confidence, to be fearless, basically. That's why I named it that.
You still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you went out for a little while.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so I make my business, I feel, different from other businesses because my business is me. I was once the person who had low confidence, who was scared to try new things, who was, you know, scared to tell people no, because I would fear they would look at me funny, or, you know, they wouldn't like me anymore, or if we're talking about, you know, from a guy's perspective, they might leave me or not want to talk to me again. Just making a lot of decisions because of what I thought other people thought, or because, you know, the way I felt like people looked at me. And after I changed, you know, that mindset and switched to a, it's about me, I can put me first and not have to really be concerned about anyone else's point of view, then my whole life changed. You know, people will see me and they're just like, something's different about you. Yeah, it is. You know, I don't care what other people, you know, think or feel. You know, we all care about what people think or feel. But, you know, I wanted to start a business to help other women. You know, I have friends that will say, you know, girl, I can't believe you're going to that yoga class. You know, it's nobody that looks like us in those classes, you know, because they may be black girls or plus size girls or whatever the case may be. Even women that are a little bit older in age. But, you know, I want to let people know you can do what you want whenever you want. And you don't have to have approval for anyone else. We don't have to, you can sit at other tables or you can make your own table. It's like, you know, there's no limit. So that's why my business is different from others, because it's about me. Nobody else is me but me, has had my experiences. So, yes, that's...
That makes sense. So what services do you just ask a little bit about your business, and what services do you provide? Like, is it like life coaching, consultation? What services do you provide?
I'm just starting my business, so you catch me at the very beginning, still in development some parts, but I'm starting out with a podcast. You know, it's Fearless Radio. It's going to be for, of course, the audience that I mentioned, women who are looking for confident, how to, you know, live confident lives, live fearless, carefree lives, you know, how to create your own happiness, that type of thing. So it's starting out with the podcast, and then it will, you know, grow further into one-on-one consultations, you know, group coaching, things like that. But I'm taking it one step at a time, and I'm starting out just with the podcast, see what type of questions, what the audience's reception is, and then we'll go from there with the other services. From there, I'm currently enrolling in a yoga class to be a yoga instructor. So that'll be one of my services offered a little further down the line. It's a few months. So that'll also be one of my services, online yoga. I'm still debating on the in-person yoga, but definitely on online yoga classes as well.
Nice. That's awesome. Because I believe a lot of people do need that push for self-esteem, for that push to, you know, be different. You're allowed to be different. You're allowed to be you, regardless to whatever is going on in your life, what kind of business you have. You're allowed to be you. And exactly. That is kind of, that's the crazy part is that was my breakthrough in my business, because I ran around for years not liking my name. My name is Unique Wright, right? So I okay. ran around not liking my name. But then one day somebody was like, do you know what your name is? And I was like, Unique Wright? Like, you know, like, duh. And it was like, no, say it really slow. And when right. I did that, because, you know, when you're born with your name, you don't really look at your name
you
like
don't.
That. And so I did the whole analyzing of it, and I was like, you're unique, right?
Right, exactly. Yes.
Right, without the R, without the W. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So with that all being said, like, everything that I do with my business, everything I do with people is to try to make them unique and be different than who they are. Like, be your brand, wear it, walk it. I wear all my own shirts and T-shirts. You know, why should I spend money on other people's clothes? I mean, I support, but why should I support when 90% of the time you need to support yourself? You need to rock yourself or nobody else will. So that is, and you need to have that level of confidence. Once you grow that level of confidence inside of you, you can actually be better to help and to assist other people. So, like, your message and what you do is super inspiring. I'm doing something similar, but on a business level, and just teaching people, because starting a business, you have to be out. You have to be fearless. You know what I mean?
So you cannot be scared.
You can't be scared, because there's going to be so many trials and turns and tribulations, and you have to put yourself out there, and you have to talk to people, and you know.
Yeah.
And how are you going to be scared? How are you going to worry about how people portray you?
Exactly.
You know, you can't do that.
Yeah, I've had quite a few businesses, and I think all of them just didn't do well because I was so scared to be on video. I'm scared to talk about a certain subject because I felt like people might think a certain way of me or whatever the case is, you know, a girl, a plus size girl can't talk about nutrition or whatever it is, you know, I would just let it deter me. But this time I'm like, no, I'm going to talk about what I want. I'm going to help people. I get questions all the time from people that I know. Oh, how did you do this? How do you do that? What made you, you know, go here or go there? And I'm like, you know what? Let me just put all of this, information to good use and help other people. So I feel like it was my calling to do this. So I'm not going to turn away from it.
Right. And that is the best part about it, and the best part about having your own business is you have the right to run it any way you want to. You can run it. You can talk about it. Your subject matter can be what. Then once you have your audience, then you feed off of them. But by that time, they like what you're saying. They like what you do. You know,
yeah.
I've had people was like, oh, you should be in and be all dressed up and be in a suit and have a whole bunch of makeup on and do this and do that when you're on your lives and your podcast. My thing is like, that's not me in real life. So this is me in real life. My thing is I want to, like, be a business coach to teach people that all that glam and glitter, 90% of those glam and glitter people don't have no money.
Right.
They're really, 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 really broke. They have an outfit they put on that day for that photo shoot that they're using 25,000 times on the same reel. But that's it. They paid $350 for the photo shoot, whatever they paid for. They bought that 1, 2, 3 outfits for that look, and they did a whole bunch of time for that day. And it works. Some people like to see the glam and the glitter, but I'm here for the regular people. I want the regular, normal people who are sweaty out there, who work, who run, who sometimes don't have time to do their hair. If you look, mine's a freaking mess right now. I was like, you know what? You got to get on this podcast. Today's Wednesday. If you cared that much, you would have did it earlier. But I had my daughter's baby with me, and I was running around all day trying to get my phone fixed. And spend the day. And that's the life of being an entrepreneur, is to making sure you have all of those things done. But the thing is about it is you having that confidence and being consistent. Those are the two things that I've been preaching for this whole last 90 days is you got to have the confidence to just get on here and do it. Because I could have made an excuse. I'm tired. I don't feel good. I don't want to be on here. I got plenty of excuses today. Plenty of excuses today. But
yes,
what do I do?
Always been.
You know, my assistant didn't come in. I'm sitting here setting up stuff by myself. I got four cameras going. I'm hoping these lights look okay. You know, I'm just like, I had to find my guest at the last minute. Appreciate you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So those are the things that you still, regardless of what's going on and what you're doing in your life, you have to stay consistent, and you have to get people what they're wanting and what they're looking out for. And so tell us a little bit more about what are other things you do to help, like, you know, break down your services, and what are other things you can do that you help people do?
All I can mention is kind of talking people through there, because I've always kind of wanted to be a therapist my whole life, but I never did kind of do the school, the college thing. So I was always helping one friend or another with something. Or I'm always the type of person that people want to sit down and just tell me all their problems. That's just strangers. It doesn't even have to be someone I know. So you know, I've also really been a person.
Are you a Virgo?
I'm actually a Sagittarius. We are one of the friendliest of the bunch.
okay. And
that's another thing I incorporate. You know, I've learned a lot about astrology as well, still learning. So I just incorporate that. And God, you know, I'm a Christian. I know a lot of people have their thoughts about Christianity and astrology, but we're not going to that. But, you know, I offer whatever type of coaching or support that people need. And so it can be one-on-one coaching. Like I said, if you have an issue, we can talk through it. I will be posting, because I want to be mental, spiritual, and physical balancing for your body. I don't even want to necessarily say healing. I want, you know, everyone to be balanced, because if one is off balance, your whole, everything else would be off balance. And, you know, that's the way I was for a very long time. My mental was completely off balance. And so once I started working on myself in that area, then other things started to come together. My physical started to come together. I started moving my body more. So, you know, I offer, you know, affirmation type of coaching if you need that. Just regular talk therapy, if you need that. You know, I don't want to like use the term therapy because I'm not a licensed professional in that aspect, but any type of coaching that person needs, even if it's, you know, getting into moving your body. It doesn't have to be intense workouts. I'll do, you know, we can do a yoga session together. We can do a life workout together. Even with eating, if you want to learn how to do juicing, because I'm really big on juicing and smoothies. So if you need recipes for those, I'm coming out with the ebook with easy-to-do recipes to get you started with juicing or with doing smoothies. So I kind of want us all to be, because a lot of us don't pay attention as we should to our mental health, for sure. And a lot of people aren't really educated a lot on the healthy eating. So, you know, I want to do that. I've done a lot of studying. I've taken a lot of nutrition classes, those types of things. So I wanted to share my knowledge and help my people get better. And that's going to help me get better in the process, helping other people, because I'm still on my journey. I'm still, you know, I still fail. Sometimes I'm sad. You know, it happens. Refuse, but I want to, the place where I was, I'm not going back there, and I want to help other people feel how you can feel when you're truly aligned with, you know, everything's aligned, your mental, spiritual, physical is aligned, and that's not saying you have to be in shape 100% or anything like that, just giving your body what it needs, giving your mind what it needs, because what you say can manifest in your body as well. You know, if you keep saying, oh, yep. I don't feel well, oh, I'm sick, oh, this, your body is going to eventually connect those neurons and make that neural path, and you're going to be, your body's going to start doing what you're saying. So I want to, it takes all three of those things to be aligned for you to be a healthy human being, in my opinion. So that's what I try to do. Whatever, you know, I haven't nailed down the specific services. Like I said, I'm still in the beginning stages, but I do know that I will be, I am working on an ebook for the smoothies and juicing and at the affirmations journal for, you know, that if that's needed as well, just to get some positivity, give everyone a little bit of positivity every day. So those are my services at this moment.
That is awesome. That is super duper awesome. Like, I have a question for you. What triggered you to be ready to make this change? What, because it's always something that happens to you.
It is.
that makes you want to be different. You don't have to, if it's too personal, you don't have to say it, but you know, what was the one thing, if you could break it, tell us?
Well, like during the pandemic, you know, it was just, you know, I just gotten really kind of depressed and things were just different. It was like not even, I don't even know what I call it, depressed. I was just numb. And so it's a podcast I listen to. They have a group. And, you know, I joined the group because I liked the podcaster, and it ended up being younger people. Like, I'm 42. So these people were like 20, you know, to 25. Some of them are even younger than that. But, you know, I start talking to them, and their views are just limitless, you know. And, you know, when I told them how old I was, because there was nobody in there at my age. When I told them how old I was, they were like, no. Like, they just didn't believe me. And, you know, it was just like I start soaking in all their youth. Like, they keep telling me, they made me realize that, you know, it's still a lot of life to live, and no matter how old you are, you still can do things. And so, you know, it started originally before, a little before that, I started getting my credit together. My credit was not the best for a while. And I was like, you know, I want to get a house. I need to, you know, get another car. And so, well, a car for my mom, not for me. I wanted to get one for her at that time. And so I got my, worked on my credit, got that together. Then I met the group, and they kind of helped me see my life differently. And so it started with one of my friends. They are a dancer. And I used to dance. And so I was like, oh, you know, I wish I could dance. But then in my head, I'm like, I'm, you know, nobody my size is going to dance or whatever. You know, it was excuse after excuse. And so my friend was like, just go. Just find a class and go. And so, you know, I kept saying no. And so finally I was like, you know what? Screw this. Let me go find a class. And after some searching, I found one. When I took my first class, I was in love. Like I just, it fell back in love with dancing. And so, you know, like ballet, jazz, that kind of thing. I was like, oh, my God, I can actually do this. And so I actually felt happy. Like, I don't think I'd ever felt happy, like genuinely happy in a very long time. Like, I was content with my life. I didn't have a bad life. My life's fine. Field. And so once I started taking those classes, it turned into another class in yoga. And then I was like, you know what? I've been wanting braces for like ever. And I just never did it either. I wasn't financially able or, you know, something else came up. And so I did that. I got braces. And then on a whim, I was like, I want my nose pierced. I did that. Like, you know, it's like the following week, I scheduled an appointment. I did that. Like, it's just, all kinds of things that I wanted to do, I started doing it. I was like, I want to do this. I'm going to do it. And that was it, you know. My friend was like, oh, my God, like, you are really out here in the middle of the pandemic doing things. I'm like, girl, look, I just, I felt the calling to just be who I wanted to be, and I'm finally that person overall. You know, like I said, we're all still working on ourselves, but it was like a chain reaction, being around those younger people and seeing, you know, realizing that, okay, there's life out here, and I'm just kind of sitting here, you know, like I'm not able to do these things. And the crazy thing is that it was a lot of things they wanted, they weren't yet able to because they were young. I'm like, girl, you're 42. You're like, you know, financially stable. You can go do all these things that these kids are saying they want to do but can't really do because, you know, they're not there yet. And
right.
So, yeah, it was eye-opening. I love those guys. I still talk to them sometimes because they keep me young. It was definitely an experience, and it's been a ride. It has been a ride. I'm just like, I can't believe I did all this in, like, maybe a six-month span of time, you know, maybe 8 months. It has been a ride. But I'm glad I wouldn't trade.
You know, the crazy part about it is that when you're ready to make a change in your life and you're ready to see yourself different in the mirror, all you got to do is look different, you know, and
that's it.
And talk different and say different things and use different vocabulary and put different clothes on. Like, it's really not that difficult to be different. Uh-huh. And that is the cool part about, you know, figuring out who you are and what you are, because I always tell people what you learn from your parents are all lies. And the crazy part about it is it's not that they meant to tell you lies or they wanted to just lie to you to be lying to you. This is what they knew in their era, in their time. And the cool part about about you talking to, like, the younger group, the millennials, because I'm 42. So, I mean, I'm 40, not 42. I'm 40. So talking to them, they have a whole open lifestyle, a whole open thought process upon things that we weren't even allowed to think about.
Exactly. That's the thing. Yeah.
And it's like, what do you mean? It takes you until you're about 30 or 40 to be like, yeah, I'm going to do this too. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I can do that. Nobody cares. I can wear a short skirt. And then that's why it's so funny sometimes when you see these 80-year-olds and 90-year-olds with mini dresses on and halter tops. And you're like, how are you 80 with that? But what's wrong with it? What is wrong with her being, she grown. She can wear whatever she wants to. You can wear it. She can wear it.
Yeah,
so
another
body.
Thing I did,
she
was
got the body. One of the things that kind of inspired me once was, you know, everybody has body shaming issues. You know, oh, I got a stomach, I got a gut. I've never been an oversized girl, so I never understood it. But I respect you guys because some of you guys have way more confidence than the skinny girls. I know. Skinny girls out here who have no confidence at all in the way they look, in the way they're dressing. But then I'll see larger plus size women in halter tops or just you know, wearing mini skirts and stuff. Some of it works, some of it don't. But
you're right.
You know, but if you have the confidence to wear that, then who am I to tell you you don't?
Exactly.
You know, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge you? If you feel good enough to wear it outside, then, hey, you're beautiful, babe. Wear it. Flaunt it. Walk it. Switch it. I can't say nothing.
The last thing I forgot to mention, too, that I did that was crucial was go to therapy. I did online therapy for a few months, and that also, because you have to, like I said, get your mental right. You know, no matter what you change physically, if you don't get your mind right, then, you know, it doesn't even matter. So I definitely always recommend therapy for people. If you want to get, like, an actual, you know, licensed therapist, it does not hurt. It's awesome.
And I believe that. I agree with that. And then I know in African American community, they say, "Oh, you don't need to go to a therapist. You're not crazy." No, it's not about being crazy. Mental health is not always about being crazy. It's about deprogramming yourself from the crazy that you've been exposed to.
Yes, that you've been taught. Exactly.
It's not about you being, you're sane. You're perfectly fine. But all the other stuff that was thrown in your head when you were between 5 and 30, and the men who ruined you and the people who bad-talked you and your parents, your grandparents who said, like, I still today cannot wear red lipstick.
Because they said it. Yes,
because
I know,
grandmother, because of the things my grandmother said to me about how big my lips were, and that I'm too dark to wear red lipstick and certain things.
Oh my goodness.
Today I bought a tube and be putting it on. Still, some things, it's like, ooh, it's just mentally hard for me to get past. I feel like I'm walking around like that, you know, big old bubble lips. And
yes.
So those are the things that one day, when I've reached that peak, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna wear it. I'm just gonna do a whole photo shoot.
People out here paying for your lips. So wear your lips.
That was one of the biggest things that I was teased upon when I was a little kid, was your big nose, big lips, and all of this other stuff. And I'm just like, once you get to a certain age, you got to be walking in the mirror. And all you saw, while I saw in the mirror for a really long time, was the big nose and the big lips. So you have to feel confident in knowing that that works. That's beautiful. You know what I mean? But we're winding down on the time. We're down to our 2 minutes. I would like you to tell everybody where, if you haven't launched your podcast, where they will be able to find you when you do, and if there's a launch date or any other information you have about your business, about your business launch, I would like you to tell everybody where they can find you and find more information about you.
Sure. Well, I'm the fearless goddess, like the stallion, the fearless goddess with two E's on Instagram. And you can also find my personal page. I post some inspirational things there as well, which is marika.elle, and that's marieca.elle. And my podcast is not yet up. Everything will be dropped on Sunday, August 1st. So I'll start posting, and I will drop my first podcast on that day as well. It should be on both Apple and Spotify.
Nice. So make sure you guys follow her, like her page, and share this information. A lot of people need to know about this, and a lot of people need her help. She needs to help a lot of people out there. So help her, help you guys out. And I really appreciate having you on tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, so we're wrapping the show up. This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. Make sure you like, share, and follow me on whatever platform you are on. If you're on YouTube, subscribe. If you're on Instagram, turn the notifications on. If you're on Facebook, make sure you share in your pages. Put them wherever you have to. If you want to re-listen to this, if you did not get this whole episode, make sure you listen to it on Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. It's on all of them. So we'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.